There are things that we expect will automatically be there when we need them. For example, when we turn on the faucet, we expect to get water. When we go to a gas station, we expect there'll be gas. When we're in an accident or need surgery, we expect, right, the hospital is going to have the blood we need. Well, that last one is sort of at risk now of becoming more of a hope than a certainty in some cases. See, blood donations are down, and that's created a blood shortage. And we're being joined by someone who's playing a role in responding to this blood shortage through the We Give Blood Drive by Abbott Labs and the Big Ten Conference. Here are the details and how you could play a part in all this, too, as the Chief Medical Officer of the Big Ten Conference, Dr. James Borchers. How are you today, Doctor?
Doing well. Thanks for having me.
And learn more about this. And again, your participation is certainly urgently needed, too, big10.org/Abbott. And I remember back in July, Doctor, the Red Cross said donations of blood have dropped 25%. We had a sizable heat wave on and on over the months after that. Certainly natural disasters took a toll on the blood supply as well. So we are here in need of blood. And what are the Big Ten Conference schools and Abbott teaming up to do to help make a difference in all this?
Well, the Big Ten and Abbott really are tackling this big problem with a big solution, as you mentioned, to solve a problem with blood in some blood centers being at less than a day available. And so across all of the 18 institutions and all the millions of individuals that are associated with those institutions, creating this blood drive so that we can get young people especially to donate blood and help us solve this problem that's so critical, as you mentioned, for so many patients.
And certainly it's urgency is the key here, because once we get, the closer we get to Thanksgiving and Christmas, the more back of mind this issue sadly becomes. And when you look at the fact too, Doctor, one blood donation, which overall a donation takes about an hour, plus you get a free mini exam too if you haven't been to the doctor for a while. There's a double positive there, but one blood donation can save up to three lives. That's a great ratio.
No, it's a fantastic ratio, and I think we're also creating a great habit. We need young people, especially ages 18 to 26, to help replace people that are no longer able to donate, that are maybe a little bit older. But they also create a great habit. As you mentioned, one blood donation may save three lives, but imagine how many times you could donate and how many lives could be saved. And they're so critical that we have the amount of blood, as you mentioned, to help so many patients.
Once, too, you become a donor. I've spoken with many people who have been donors, and you do it once, it becomes normal for you and routine for you, and you do it with that frequency that people are about. And I mentioned, too, since the Big Ten Conference is involved, we got a little competition going on here, don't we?
Yeah, we've got a coast-to-coast competition going on. It's great that all 18 institutions can make such an impact, but with $1 million from Abbott going to the institution that has the most donations, what a great way to create some competition. But the real winners will be all the patients that are going to benefit from the blood that's donated.
Now, with the competition in mind, I'm a Jersey boy, so I've got to address the students, the faculty, the alumni of Rutgers. Come on, guys and girls, get it together, because looking at the rankings here, Rutgers has got some work to do.
Well, and the great thing is that anybody can donate. Anybody that's eligible can donate. So anybody, for example, in the region can donate and go to big10.org/Abbott and choose Rutgers as their university to represent. So even if you're not a student or alumni from Rutgers, you can still help Rutgers get to the top.
Talk about the process for the person who's not a student, because, first of all, you go to big10.org/Abbott. Automatically, as long as you allow for the site to track your location of your computer or your smartphone, you automatically get a map of where you can go to donate. So once you know where, talk about the what's that are involved.
Yeah, so then it's just making an appointment, going in, determining your eligibility, and then making that donation. And then once you make that donation, taking the proof of that donation, logging it at the website, as you mentioned, big10.org/Abbott, and then once you do that, you get to choose the institution that you want that donation to be registered for. And that's really the process going on here. It's easy, it's straightforward, and the key is just to get out and donate.
I know people, too. There are some people who are direly afraid of needles, and I want to address something for you people in New Jersey, or if you're listening on the stream, more importantly, because albeit a small number of sites, we talked about this with a guest not too long ago. Abbott has something called mixed reality when it comes to donating that helps address any apprehension about needles and the donation process. So if you are on the stream listening, you can hunt down one of those locations. But again, Doctor, with the idea of blood donation, it could be about, I can't think of any way it could be made more user-friendly by the professionals who conduct these donation times.
No, I tell people all the time that I think the anxiety over giving the donation is so much more significant than the donation itself. And so once you've been through the process, the number of people that you help, the impact that you're making, and it's a way that you can really be involved in the community in helping solve this problem.
Dr. James Borchers, who is the Chief Medical Officer of the Big Ten Conference, talking about the We Give Blood Drive, which you can learn more about at BigTen.org/Abbott, and you are listening to Issues and Ideas. As far as someone who hasn't donated before, what are the requirements to be a likely donor? Because there's a health check before you are allowed to give blood, too. It's important to point that out as well.
There is eligibility criteria to donate blood, and so you want to go in, and the great thing is that these donation centers, it's an easy process. It doesn't take a long time. They'll help determine your eligibility to make certain that you're eligible to donate. And by going through that process, you learn, like you said, something about yourself, but you also learn about your ability to donate into the future, and it's that continued donation that makes such a huge impact.
I've talked with people over recent days who went to donate blood, and they found out that they had, for example, either low or high blood pressure, which they, if they didn't go to do the donating, they might have never found that out until, well, it might have been too late to, they have to play catch up. So there's multiple benefits for being a donor. Is there any illness, any health history you have to be aware of that will eliminate you from being a donor?
There are certainly some conditions that could eliminate you, certain infections and other conditions, blood conditions that could limit you. But I, again, would just encourage anyone to go find out about their eligibility and, you know, get the opportunity to donate. I think go to the donation centers, and if you have questions like you mentioned, they're going to determine whether or not you're eligible.
And again, for you listening, we're looking at the biggest blood shortage, according to most estimates, at this time of year in 20 years. And this is from the Red Cross. The latest stat is only 3 out of every 100 Americans are blood donors. Now, we're not talking about a major effort that has to be done to change that. If that 3 out of every 100 doctor becomes 4 out of every 100 in America, I kind of think we'd have quite the surplus.
Well, I'd love to see us have a surplus. I think the like you just mentioned, it seems like such a small effort, but that small effort pays off in such huge ways by the number of lives saved and the number of lives impacted. And so, as you mentioned, if we can just get the Big Ten Conference and those interested in the Big Ten Conference to get out there and donate, we can make a huge impact in this problem.
You can do it if you're a caring person, a giving person, someone who wants others to be secure in their health as you are Security Health, or if you're a fan of one of the Big Ten teams, certainly here in New Jersey, we are that of Rutgers. If you're listening on the stream, you can give your university support as well. And for those of you in the university who are probably confronted by people who say, well, those young people, they don't want to do anything to help others out, here's your chance to prove all those people very, very wrong by you taking part in the We Give Blood Drive as well. Learn more at BigTen.org/Abbott. We've been joined by the Chief Medical Officer of the Big Ten Conference, Dr. James Borchers. Doctor, thank you so much for the motivation and the information to become a blood donor today, not wait for it and do it tomorrow. Thanks for being here.
Thank you for having me.